Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, Jack, how are you doing today? My name is Wilbert Alonzo, conducting a survey from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not trying to sell anything and will not ask you for a donation, okay?
Okay.
Great. So let me see here. Continue here. Great. So, Jack, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
32 years?
Nice. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklaying.
Bricklayer. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman level mechanic.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the last 12 months? In your craft, if any, 0 weeks, 1 to 4, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20, or 21 weeks plus?
Probably about upwards of 8 weeks.
8 weeks, right? 5 to 12 weeks. Okay, great. Now, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
About the same, right? Okay. Now, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are, like, enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
No.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by a union of any of them?
A steward? No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I would say probably local and federal.
Local and federal, right? Thank you very much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
It's always hard to tell with the construction industry. I hope it stays good, but you never can tell.
So what do you think?
I'd say the same, yeah.
The same, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Hopefully it gets better, so I hope I'm going to say better.
Great. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you, like, most concerned about on the job? Something else? Like unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat code, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns. Everything's anymore.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Great. And yes or no, have you, like, attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Like, yes in person, yes online, or no? No, right?
No.
Great. For each of the following, please tell me if you have, like, participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Like, union organizing, yes or no?
No.
How about picketing? Yes or no?
No.
How about political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never? And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from, and the one that you're at least likely to get your news from. So what about local TV and news programming?
No.
And what about cable news?
No.
And how about friends and neighbors?
No.
How about radio?
No.
How about internet or social media?
No.
And how about print or online newspaper?
No.
Okay. Great. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs, and the economy, foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, education, the environment, or something else?
Something else.
Something else, right. As you may know, BAC BAC supports the application of Davis Beacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Beacon Act?
No.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis Beacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
No.
Very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Not important at all.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. So which side do you support more in this dispute? General Motor, Ford, and Stellantis, or United Auto Workers?
I would say the workers.
United Auto Workers. Do you much more or just somewhat more?
Yeah, more.
Much more, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapproved. Okay. And health care, do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you very much. And what about foreign affairs? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you very much. What about the economy? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
How about support for labor unions? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
I approve strongly of labor unions.
Thank you very much. And what about immigration? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
I mean, I think human migration is a basic human right. I believe, you know, I believe in it.
But do you think that Joe Biden has done with each of the following?
He's a freaking mess. No, I disapprove of. Yeah, he's...
Strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly disapprove, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Great. We're at 70% and almost done. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I always vote. Yeah, I will vote.
Okay, almost certain. Great. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
The French fraud. I wouldn't vote for either of those.
None, right?
No. Okay. None of those. None. No.
Perfect. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job, opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union, poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Oh, it's a good union. Yeah, it's a good union. Excellent. Okay. Yeah.
Excellent, right? Thank you. And how would the union best improve its representation and service?
Well, I think they've really done good with, you know, they've brought in bilingual business agent. I think they've done pretty good, really. You know,
okay.
I think they've represented the men who are the bricklayers pretty well.
Okay.
There was a strong language barrier at first, and so, you know, those black guys in that could communicate and bring more of those Hispanics in to the union instead of working on you. It's been great, you know. So, yeah, they represent, I think, really good.
Thank you very much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Just getting work for their guys. That's it.
To not work for other people?
No, just securing work for their guys, for their union members. Securing work, getting work.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, mail, job site, email, or text, SMS?
Probably text or email.
Okay. Great. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
I don't know. I don't think I get anything like that.
So never?
Never.
Great. Are you male, female, or something else?
No.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you very much. Do you think of yourself as a closer to the Republican or Democrat Party, or neither?
Far away from either of those as I can get.
Neither, right?
Yeah, neither.
Okay. And just to make sure we have representative sample, please state your race.
I'm white.
Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Jack.
Jack is what I have. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and be blessed, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome, Jack. Bye-bye.